A lot of New Yorkers like to think of their town as a racially progressive place. But
local politics in New York City is more tribal than Kansas.
More tribal than Kansas. Ali Najmi is the political action director of the Alliance of South Asian American Labor and worked on the campaign of Reshma Saujani, an Indian American who lost her bid to become the next public advocate. Najmi says this tribalism is part of the reason why no one of Indian, Pakistani, or Bangladeshi descent has been elected to the city council or any other public office here.
You've had state legislators elected out of places like Kansas that are South Asian in districts that are 99% white. Yet you can't get someone in New York City.
On the other hand, Carlos Menchaca is set to become the first Mexican-American in the city council, having just won the district that includes Sunset Park, an area of Brooklyn that's seen a major demographic shift from Puerto Rican stronghold to Mexican. Ben Max is the editor of Decide NYC.
We're looking at a pretty momentous occasion there, not only for him being the first Mexican-American city council member, but also the fact that he took out an incumbent, which is rare.
That incumbent, Sarah Gonzalez, is Puerto Rican. Dick Dady of Citizens Union says Menchaca's victory showed that you can just rely upon your ethnic base to get elected. As for South Asians who haven't cracked that ceiling, Dady says redistricting hurt them in areas of Queens where they might have otherwise stood a chance. And he says they're pretty new at this game.
For the South Asian community, it's still a relatively new community of political novices that have not yet figured out how to assemble all the different components needed to achieve representation.
Dady noted that it took 20 years after Stonewall before a gay or lesbian candidate in New York won public office. Deborah Glick in 1990, Tom DeWayne in 1991. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.